for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday, June 30th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Looks like you got some new sweatpants.
No, these are not new, believe me.
Well, you just never wear them here.
I know.
The other ones are dirty. Pants.
Yeah, the black.
Day after day.
The black Under Armours. Now I got the silver Under Armours.
Yeah, so you can mix it in.
Yes, sir.
And look who's back. It's John Martin Auville.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you know
I'm
him
back.
As Cakes.
Cakes is back. He's happy.
Back.
He's happy to be back.
It's just a temporary way station until I take another trip and I'm back on an airplane on Thursday on my way out to Vegas. So I'm just back here in the DMV.
What time is your flight on Thursday?
It's 3:00 in the afternoon. 3 p.m.
That's right.
That would be for the World Series of Poker?
That would be, yes. World Series of Poker.
When are the cards dealt for you?
I'm not sure whether I'm playing on July 4th or July 5th at this point. It's still to be determined. So I'll figure that out as I go. A lot of this trip has been touch and feel as far as like my accommodations and things of that nature. So I'll figure out when I'm playing probably when I land in Vegas.
Looks like you saw your guy Tony maybe over the weekend because you
Tony.
Got,
no,
it's not.
No.
Isn't it Tony?
JP, my personal stylist. He's offended at this point.
Jonathan. Why did I think it was Tony?
I don't know.
EB's guy?
It could be. It's possible.
But you definitely got the beard trimmed.
No, I did this myself before I went on the trip to San Diego with my wife.
Okay.
So I did a touch up on my own before the trip because I was getting a little patchy and mangy looking over here.
Yes, I saw some pictures. It looks like you had a fantastic time.
Had a great time.
Saw a lot of animals.
Did see a lot of animals on the trip.
Lots of zoo trips.
Zoo trips, yep. Safari park trips, harbor tours. We basically hit all the stops in San Diego, including my triumphant return after many, many years to La Jolla, California.
La Jolla.
Which is a beautiful spot on the planet.
And you found a restaurant on the water, I'm sure.
Actually, in La Jolla, we did not dine there. We just went for a quick walk on the water and see some sea lions. And before we took our flight back, yesterday evening. For those that don't understand the callback,
years ago, we had a trip to San Diego, and we stopped in La Jolla.
We did, yes.
And when we were driving to La Jolla, I can't remember who was driving.
Here's what happened. We were in like a hotel lobby that, now this is back when you still had like maps, like real like paper maps, instead of like, this predated like MapQuest, I think.
Yeah.
When I saw La Jolla on the map, I saw it spelled out as L.A., J-O-L-L-A. I just had a brain fart and didn't realize
that
La Jolla and La Jolla were both the same. They were one and the same.
I recall it as a street sign, but you're probably right. Yeah. I just know that you saw something.
I did.
And you said it in front of the other people. And that's what makes you Joan Worthy.
I wasn't very worldly or cultured and didn't realize that La Jolla was spelled that way. And it's a 20-plus year running joke. But no, I had a great time. My wife and I had an amazing time. The weather in San Diego, by the way, every day it's exactly the same. It's between 70 and 75 degrees, zero humidity, zero rain. And it's amazing. I can understand why people want to live there and pay $5.50 for gas.
Yeah,
pay the outrageous
and
taxes.
The taxes, right.
But I get it. When you're out there, you understand why. Also went to the Nats game where they scored zero runs.
Yeah.
That was a fun Nats game.
Yeah, we were talking about you that day.
That was a fun Nats game to sit in and watch. But it was a good time to go to Petco. Obviously, never been there before.
And the seats were good?
Well, they were like, if 15 rows up behind home plate is good.
That's pretty good.
That's what my seats were.
Damn, I watched the game, and I didn't see you. But I didn't think to look for you.
Well, I mean,
I'm sure you were on camera.
You can generally see 8 or 10 rows up. I don't know if you can see quite where we were sitting.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right.
But they were fantastic seats. Thanks to my man, RJ. RJ made it happen. Fine people at Odyssey San Diego.
And you came back
last
night.
Now, it's poor planning on my part.
Coming back on a Sunday from the West Coast.
I generally like, when I take trips, I like to have a full day buffer before I come back to work.
Right.
Yesterday didn't have that. So if I'm a little off kilter today, that'll be my excuse. Also my excuse for borrowing Drab's headphones today because I somehow left mine at home. So thank you, Drabby. Appreciate that.
Could have happened.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Well, good to have you back. You went to a baseball game all the way in San Diego.
I did.
I don't think you've been to one here this season.
No, incorrect. I have been to
a game?
I have been to a Nats game here. It was like for a client meetup and schmooze.
Okay.
That's right.
you're trying to sully my reputation. I have been to a Nats game here at Nats Park and one at Petco Park.
I really wanted to point out that the Savannah Bananas played here, I believe, over the weekend.
I saw that they were here in
town. I just saw Chris Farley.
Yeah.
That guy hits all the big local events.
He does.
With his kids.
Loves them.
Out to see the Bananas. That was the return of Wilson Ramos.
Let me guess. Mm-hmm. Place was sold out and jumping.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, of course, that's what the Bananas do.
Probably double the amount of people that have come to a Nats game this year.
Easily.
And I'm guessing more action than what James Wood got yesterday. James Wood was intentionally walked 4 times.
I did
yesterday.
See that.
Yep. First since Barry Bonds.
And no, I did not hit the 50-50 at Petco Park, in case you're wondering. By the way, the prices for the 50-50 out west, a little outrageous. Just five numbers for $20. I mean, if I had to go like for 40 numbers, that's $40. And that's getting a little too steep.
I actually played a 50-50 ball over the weekend.
Good for you.
Let me guess. Not at a game.
You didn't win.
Didn't win. Actually, I could have won.
Okay.
But I thought that it would be tainted.
Ah.
It was at the swim meet. I'm the swim meet announcer. Yeah. I bought $5 worth of tickets.
Yeah.
I think the pot was a whopping $180.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, $90. Nice. It was only $180 in the kitty.
Gotcha.
And I pulled my ticket and was like, nah, I can't win.
I was a little disappointed with the tote at Petco Park. I think it was like $13,000.
Mm.
Place was pretty full, too. People just didn't want to spend their money.
Well, they spend too much money on taxes.
I guess so.
They don't have any money.
That could be a part of it.
For the fitty-fitty.
Yeah.
What was the hotel like? Was the hotel nice?
Hotel was nice.
Yeah.
Little boutique hotel in the middle of the city.
Middle of downtown.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, 30th anniversary.
And I know,
right?
I know the weather was spectacular. It's probably 75 every day.
I don't know. It was between 70 and 75 every single day. No humidity whatsoever. And no rain.
No rain. Zippy.
I mean, it's a freaking desert. They don't get any rain.
Well, so. Yeah. It's near the ocean. It's pretty close to the ocean.
Right.
It's not necessarily the desert.
Well, actually, I learned on my harbor tour, it is a desert. What keeps it from being a full-blown desert is the silly marine layer that comes in every day. You don't know about the marine layer out in San Diego. I now know these things.
Look at you flexing your knowledge.
I didn't live there for a year. You're right. I didn't know about that.
I am a cultured person now.
Yeah. Ooh, he came back at you. That's right.
Well, he forgot. That's right. Forgot about that.
I did remember that you had a stint in a JUCO in Cali.
Well, it's good to have you back. Short week because it's July 4th week.
Hey, at least you'll remember that he was off last week.
Oh yeah. Did you hear? Was he here then?
No, Cakes didn't hear.
Oh, Bickle. So when JP was out, for the week in the Outer Banks,
right?
It was me, you, and Bickle.
Right. That was the threesome.
All right. The next Monday, when you were gone,
right.
JP was back.
Okay.
Bickle said, he asked me, he said, were you out last week?
Okay.
I said, no. It was me, you, and Cakes for a whole week doing a show.
Yeah.
He goes, I can't remember. He couldn't remember that you were here and JP was gone.
I mean, his brain is Swiss cheese.
Oh,
are you surprised that he can't remember who he was doing the show with?
I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
5 days with us and he forgot about it.
Not too shocking.
Yeah.
I like the new Surfside Sweaty.
Yeah, thank you to our friend Bobby Blicky. Got the brand new Surfside gear. Got a brand new Surfside cooler to take to the beach with me. You guys have Surfside golf balls. Got Surfside
thank you, Bobby
everything.
B. Thank you, Bobby B.
It's very nice. So thank you. Appreciate that.
I was telling Cakes I'm slightly jealous of the sweatshirt because golf balls are nice, but I eventually will lose them.
Sure. We'll just reach out to our friend Bobby V. He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
He'll hook you up.
I don't like hitting the well too often.
He'll get you the swag.
So any other highlights? I saw you saw a koala and a seal. That's all I really saw.
Saw a lot of animals. So many animals. I mean, we spent like 7 hours at the zoo the first day, then like 5 hours at the zoo at the safari park the next day. Yeah, a lot of animals seen on the trip.
7 hours at a zoo?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of,
what's the San Diego Zoo? It's world famous.
I understand that, but 7 hours walking around
that place?
I think
it was around 7 hours. it was a long haul.
It's a long time to look at a bunch of camels.
Amy gets sized.
She gets butt-sized.
Amy is a animal person.
Definitely an animal lover.
I know. I've been there, believe me, but I wasn't there for 7 hours. Walk around for about an hour and say, all right, seen enough.
7 hours might have been maybe 6.5, but it was a long day.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back, bro.
Good to be back for like 5 minutes.
And Bickle is in Dallas.
Yes, correct.
And next week when he's back, I'm going to ask him, were you here last week?
Yeah, you got to ask those things.
I thought I saw you.
As always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. That's the number for our Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll talk to our pal Neil Greenberg later in the show. Washington Post columnist. He'll jump on at 8:45 here on The Junkies.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Another quick nugget about my trip, and I did not realize this until after I had landed at the San Diego International Airport. Mm. Are you guys aware that airport has exactly one runway? One!
I didn't know that. No.
It's the busiest single runway airport in the United States. It's got one! Just, I'm sorry. That's nubs.
I know.
If you only have one runway in your airport, You're a little bit nubs.
Not a lot of room there.
There's not a lot of room. Airport is right. It's right in the middle of the city.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So did it make you nervous, or did you have no problems?
It made me nervous after I learned that nugget. It didn't make me nervous when I arrived because I didn't know, but I found out after I arrived, and then I was a little bit nervous. I like my airports to have multiple runways
because you want a backup.
Well, not only that, that just means the runway's busy all the time. There's a million things happening. Planes taking off, a lot of confusion,
especially
chaos.
Now with all the issues with air traffic controllers. Yeah, that'd be a little dicey.
I'm sorry. Just give me two or three runways. I don't think I'm being that greedy, am I?
Or was it you and I? We were there in San Diego for...
We went for the Super Bowl a long time ago.
But remember, I don't know if we were walking or if we were driving, but the planes would come right over the mountains and literally touch you if you were driving. I mean, they just come down so quick.
Yeah, it says the airport's landing approach is close to the skyscrapers of downtown San Diego and can sometimes prove difficult to pilots due to the relatively short usable landing area, steep descent angle over the crest of Bankers Hill, and shifting wind currents just before landing.
So what did you notice when you landed? That it got down pretty quick?
It didn't even seem that bad, but I guess it's kind of like landing here at Reagan.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same deal. Like, there's not a lot of real estate.
I got to ask my buddies. I got two buddies who are pilots and ask them if that's got a reputation of being one of the tougher landing airports.
Had a really good time in San Diego. I would go back, but the fact that you only have one runway, it gives me a little bit of pause.
Yeah.
Did
you go to the beach at all?
The closest we got was going to La Jolla, looking out over the cliffs.
Right.
Which is stunning. Like, if you've never gone, you have to go at some point. Got to experience that.
Remember we went and we had lunch
there? I remember.
Can't remember the spot, but that was...
George's, I think.
Was it George's?
I believe so.
George's at La Jolla.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a good spot.
And that was like 20 plus years ago.
Yes, it was.
Have you expanded your cultural curiosity to go beyond the continental United States to see sights? Because you seem amazed by these cliffs.
Yeah.
I could show you... You know, sites in Greece and Italy.
Sure.
I mean, which would make that one look pale in comparison.
At some point, maybe I'll go see those. But
look at you.
I'm fine for Los Estados Unidos for the time being. San Diego, Las Vegas. I'm a West Coast guy all of a sudden. It's going to be my thing.
Now, Vegas is not going to be as cool as San Diego.
But herein lies the rub, JP. My hotel booking is at the Paris, where the World Series of Poker is being held. I might not even have to go outside of leaving the airport to go to Paris.
Right. I don't know why you would.
Not Paris, France. Paris, the casino.
It's going to be 115 degrees.
Yeah.
Is it called Paris or Paris?
No. You're thinking of New York.
Okay.
It's just Paris, JP.
Gotcha.
Just one Paris. So that's where I'll be staying.
Nice.
I do have my accommodations firmed up.
Well,
used a comp from somebody else. I'm going to pay him back. I'm about to hook him.
And you don't know when you play. It's either Friday
either
or Saturday.
Either Friday or Saturday.
Right.
One of those 2 days.
Yeah.
I might want a day off, a day of rest on July 4th. the country's birth, Independence Day.
Yep.
And then play on the 5th.
Right.
I think that's going to be my move.
Now, how many chips do you start with in that?
I think it's 50 or 60,000.
Okay.
I'd have to look that up. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
No have idea.
Are you going to play really tight? Are you going to play tighter than you usually play? More conservative? Do you have a game plan?
I think I'm going to be relatively snug because the levels are 2 hours long, which is great.
Right.
Just so much play.
Yeah. You're going to meet so many people.
I don't know how many people I'm going
to
meet.
I mean, you'll talk to people at the tables.
It might be a little bit of small talk.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Might be a modicum of it.
Do you know anybody else going out to play?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Barstool Nate is out there. My buddy Chris, who I'm using as comps, he's out there. I know a handful of people. Macaulay's out there, your buddy.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So I'm sure a bunch of the Ashburn D-gens are going to be out there, too.
Yeah. Macaulay going to be skateboarding in that heat?
He could be. Who knew? He's so Ashburn's Tony Hawk.
You'll hang out with him a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll drink Miller Lights together. We'll hang.
Yeah.
Be a good time.
All right. Well, did you focus on the Caps draft? You know, the NBA draft last week.
I mean, I saw bits and pieces of it, but focus on it is, that's a little bit of a stretch.
By the way, the sports page is driven by my favorite team, the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean, now it's getting into summer incentives, by the way, mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over, ask for Josh Cochran. You can check him out at Molloy.com. So in the first round, they had the 27th pick. They took a kid named Lyndon Lakovic or Lakovic. I'm not sure how his last name is pronounced. Took him at number 27. And then the Caps were back on the clock, five picks into the second round at number 37. They acquired a pick from Boston at the trade deadline a couple years ago, and they used that to select Milton Gastrin, 6 foot, 194-pound center from Sweden. He was 26th in EliteProspects.com's rankings. He turned 18 in early June.
Youngin.
He's a youngin, my friend.
By the way, Neil Greenberg will join us later in the show. That's at 8:45 to talk about the Caps draft and trades, etc. So awesome. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah, awesome. So they took those guys. And then the Caps traded their fourth-round pick and the signing rights to defenseman Chase Prisky to Minnesota for the rights to, what's Chisholm's first name?
Declan.
Declan Chisholm, that's what it is. And pick number 180. Then they traded their third-round pick to Ottawa to move back three spots from 93 to 96. So the Caps got a 2027 seventh-round pick for that deal. And then at number 96, they picked Maxim Schaefer from Germany. So they were busy, and then they acquired, I think they made a trade with Florida
they did.
Panthers.
Picking up Justin Sourdough.
Sourdough. Yeah, he was he's a forward, so I'm not
Gave
sure
up
how
a
old
2026
he is.
Second rounder and a 2027 sixth rounder for him.
So they're pretty active. Sourdough is 23, spent most of this past year in the American Hockey League affiliate for Florida, the Charlotte Checkers. But he's 23, so they got some young guys. They had four or five draft picks, including their top pick, number 27 overall.
And I believe July 1 begins free agency in the NHL.
Yeah, wonderful.
Expect them to be busy.
I was going to say, are they going to be spenders? Think they'll be spenders?
Oh, they're definitely going to be spenders with Backstrom and TJ Oshie's money coming off the books.
Yeah.
They'll be spending some cash.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. You kind of mentioned...
They also have a bunch of unrestricted free agents themselves that they have to decide whether they're going to keep. Your guy, Diavler.
Well, Diavler should be, I mean, that guy provided quite a spark, especially during the playoffs. I know his real name's Bevilier. I understand. We're doing a bit.
Also, Lars Eller, who they added late in the season.
I don't know. I like Lars. I don't know if he's going to be wearing a cap sweater in the 25-26 campaign.
How
I think
old
his
is
play
he?
Faltered a bit down the stretch.
Mid-30s?
Lars, I'm going to say he's about 34, 35.
Yeah.
I'll double-check that.
And Mangiapane.
Mangiapane, I think he might be a little too pricey going forward.
So we'll see what they're going to do, and we'll talk to Neil later.
Lars is 36.
Yeah, I'm going to say mid-30s.
Yeah.
All right, the Nats win their series against the Angels out west.
I was caught some of that at the hotel bar.
Oh,
a shocker that I was at the hotel bar at some point.
Yeah.
During the trip.
Was Amy sitting next to you at the hotel, or was she at the room?
A couple times. Yeah. I dragged her down to the bar and basically they would give us like free wine coupons. Mm-hmm. So I didn't look like such a drunk. I would have her order like the white wine. Right. She would take two sips of it, kind of turn her nose up, and then I would finish that along with my beer. So I would have 90% of the drinks that were down at the bar.
It's very
funny. It's kind of my move.
So the Nats beat the Angels yesterday 7-4 in 11 innings. I'll tell you what, CJ Abrams has been hot as fire. I'm going to say like the last 20 games. I think he's hitting .310 in the month of June. A couple hits yesterday. He had a two-run triple that capped a three-run 11th. And James Wood, you mentioned it, JP, became the sixth player in baseball history. Think about that. The sixth player ever to be intentionally walked four times in a game.
That's ultimate respect.
I mean,
that shows that they fear him, as they should.
Absolutely.
They fear that dude. They would rather just give you a base than give him a hittable ball.
Also, they don't fear what's behind him.
True.
True. That's 100% true.
But the company's pretty amazing.
This is essentially a rookie. I know he's not a rookie based on games played, but you're walking a rookie or an early second-year player four times. That's surprising because the other four players or the other five players that were intentionally walked four times in a game were Barry Bonds.
Right.
Okay, I know you're afraid of him. Manny Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Maris.
Yeah. Big names.
Andre Dawson.
Yeah.
And I don't know why Gary Templeton was walked.
He was good for a couple years.
All right, but he wasn't scary bad. He wasn't on the level of those other guys. But James Wood now joins Manny Ramirez, Roger Maris, Andre Dawson, Barry Bonds, and Gary Templeton. Only guys who've ever been walked four times in a game.
I feel like Gary Templeton won Rookie of the Year back in the day.
He probably did.
I don't see Rookie of the Year, but he was a three-time All-Star.
But, I mean, those are some huge, huge names. So now the Nats off tonight. They begin a six-game homestand tomorrow against the Detroit Tigers.
So 14 games under .500. How's your bet looking?
All right. Oh, I was doing the math.
Yeah, let's hear the latest math on this. I need this.
So there,
I got $150 bucks riding on this one. This is a pretty big wager.
All right, so they're 35-49, right?
It's gonna
all right, so
be
there's
close.
There's 78 games left because they've played. That's 84 games, I believe. All right.
I just need 36 dubs.
So we need 36. So 78 minus 36 is 42. All right, so they got to go 36-42. That's going to be freaking impossible.
Well, they're winning.
That's not impossible.
They're winning. Bro, they're 14 games under .500 now. They're going to go the rest of the way at six games
under. How many games are left? I'm just going to do the math based on winning percentage.
So I just told you the whole math. I just told you there's 78 games left.
Okay, so 78.
They've got to go 36.
They're projected to win 32 more games.
Yeah, that's four short.
You know what? They're going to go in a heater. They're going to catch fire somewhere.
Bro.
I'm weirdly confident.
That 11-game losing streak or 12,
yeah,
whatever it was,
that kind of hurt us. Hurt us pretty badly.
Because if they had won four or five of those,
yeah,
5-6 or 5-7, we'd be in a much better spot. But, man, 36-42 the rest of the way.
We just need them to sweep the Tigers at home, right back in it.
Sweep the Tigers. I'm sweeping the Tigers. The Tigers are freaking good. But that's going to be difficult. But hopefully after the All-Star break, I haven't looked at the schedule after the All-Star break, but maybe they got some gimmies, although that doesn't really help all the time. The Mets, by the way, suck. They actually suck.
But they're still only a game and a half back.
I know, because they had a huge lead at one point. Now they've lost 13 of their last 16. 13 of their last 16.
They got pounded. Water.
Yeah, and they got pounded yesterday. So, I mean, their pitching staff in the last 16 games has been awful. The complete ERA has been, I mean, some of their guys have like 15 ERAs, which is crazy. But Aaron Judge hit a couple home runs yesterday. He's up to 30. They pounded the Athletics 12-5. By the way, the Mets got swept by the Pirates. Just wanted to mention that.
The Marlins are on fire.
The Marlins have won seven straight.
What's going on there? Now the Nats are in the basement in the NL East.
Oh, yeah. They've been in the basement for a while here. So now they've got a three-game lead over the Nats for fourth place in the NL East. And remember, when the Nats were playing much better, they were in fourth. In fact, they might have even gotten to third. I think the Braves might have been below the Nats at one point.
Braves were scuffling early in the season.
Right, and the Marlins certainly were behind them.
Yeah.
But now the Marlins are three games up on the Nats. So the Nats, yes, they are dead last in the NL East. Of course, they will start that three-game series against the Tigers tomorrow here. Are you interested in this Malik Beasley story?
It's kind of intriguing.
So Pistons forward Malik Beasley is the subject of a gambling investigation regarding NBA game bets. The news broke on Sunday yesterday. The U.S. District Attorney's Office was looking into Beasley, who's 28, on allegations of gambling. ESPN broke the story, reported that prominent betting sites detected unusual heavy interest in Beasley's statistics in a 2024 game. And I believe these are the particulars in that. So there was a game in 2024 where the odds on Beasley recording fewer than 2.5 boards moved significantly at sportsbooks around the world. Now, before the game, the number was +120 to be at under 2.5 rebounds.
Okay.
And they were playing, I believe this is when he was playing for the Bucks. He wasn't playing for the Pistons yet. He was playing for the Bucks against the Trailblazers. And then there were so many bets that came in, the odds went from +120 to -250.
Oh, that is a humongous swing.
Huge sway.
Yeah.
It was a surge of action on that, on the under. Beasley finished with 6 boards. So anybody who put the money on the under, big fat loser.
Okay.
I saw 2 other allegations. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is an investigation.
Yeah.
So he hasn't been charged.
No.
And I actually have some doubts. Guy's made almost $60 million in his career. But they unearthed some video of him in 2021. At the end of a game, he scored 7 points in the last 43 seconds.
Okay.
But the most glaring one was they're down by 9.
Yeah, I think I'm watching this video now.
The line was 8.5.
Yeah.
And he sprints down to get a meaningless layup that the defense just let him get.
Right.
Which moved the line.
Because it's the end of the game. Like, there's no point in scoring there unless it messes with the spread.
Yeah.
They also point to a tweet that he sent to Anthony Edwards at the end of the season where I guess Beasley at the time had the 3-point lead in the NBA, the most 3-pointers in the NBA. And Anthony Edwards trailed him by 7. And he said, "You won't get 7 tonight." Beasley didn't play. Edwards took 18 threes, hit the 7 to break the record.
Look, just because these guys have made a ton of dough doesn't mean that they can't be influenced by gamblers. We saw that Terry Rozier was under investigation for something similar recently. I don't think he's been formally charged in anything, but the fact that Beasley's grossed $60 million, it doesn't mean he has $60 million. And guys can get access to these players and possibly get them to, you know, take dives, not get a certain number of rebounds, not score a certain number of points, and they get implicated, they get caught up in these gambling stings.
I guarantee
it's crazy.
He doesn't have $60 million.
There's no chance. Yeah. I mean,
He's had some issues. He was arrested in 2020 for a felony weapons charge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he was suspended. I believe he had a 12-game suspension, sentenced to 120 days, 3-year probation. So he had to deal with that, paying off lawyers.
Right.
He also went through probably a filthy divorce. He went through a divorce a few years later.
Right.
He was married to Montana Yao, and she filed for divorce because he was rumored to be dating Larsa Pippen.
Okay, man, Larsa Pippen gets around.
She gets around.
Well, so does Malik Beasley, apparently.
Yeah.
So Beasley.
So I'm going to say he doesn't have as much money as he earned.
The layup apparently happened the day after he was sentenced to jail for pointing a rifle at his family.
Yeah. So
I don't know. People found it curious.
He got some issues.
We'll see what happens with the investigation.
He got some issues.
By the way, somebody needs to point out to these dudes.
Yeah.
You're hitting the lottery by being in the NBA and making 60 plus million. And then whatever, like, that's your lottery ticket. Don't screw it up by getting caught up in gambling probes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, please stay away from those people.
Like you said, he was influenced.
Yeah. It seems like it.
Someone probably came to him and said, "Hey, I got a lot of money for you here."
It's an investigation.
It's an investigation. He hasn't been charged.
At this point.
Yeah.
There's fire sometimes.
Right, got to take a break. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
And the team 980 saw a graphic yesterday, which got me excited, which was 10 weeks until the NFL season kicks off. So
I don't even need the regular season. I just need training camp.
Yeah. Next week, Jason will declare summer over because it'll be after the 4th of July.
Yeah,
it'll be Saturday. It'll be over.
Yeah. But we're not doing a show on Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday, the summer is over.
Of course, last week we were spending a lot of time on the NBA draft, the Wizards draft, Trey Johnson. But apparently Drab has some worries about the front office. We had Will Dawkins on the show.
I think
on Thursday.
There's doubt in Will Dawkins.
Good conversation
over there,
with Will Dawkins. What's going on, Drab?
It's not Will Dawkins that I have a problem
with. Okay.
I have question marks about the Wizards rebuild because of Will Dawkins' boss.
Michael Winger. Okay.
I can't trust Michael Winger right now to make the right decision.
Okay.
Why don't you guys look up Aliyah Edwards' stats this season? Right. Okay.
This will be the first time I would ever do that.
I want you to look it up. Michael Winger is the president of Monumental Basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So he's Will Dawkins' boss. He oversees the Wizards and the Mystics.
Leah Edwards, where was she drafted?
She's averaging 4.9 points per game and 3.3 rebounds.
Yeah, I would say that's
now,
not
this
great.
Is the pick who was taken over Angel Reese.
Correct.
Have you seen what Angel Reese has been doing?
Straight games over 15 rebounds.
The day after the draft, I pounded the table and said, I don't even care about what's on the court. From the marketing perspective of not drafting the second most popular basketball player, women's basketball player,
mm-hmm.
when she's from the DMV area,
yeah.
and you need marketing to sell tickets and have people care about your team,
right.
not only did they fail on that, Angel Reese is 20 times more impactful player in this league than Aliyah Edwards. Aliyah Edwards cannot get off the bench. She plays 14 minutes a game for a team under 500. That's all they do is play young people on the team.
Yeah, she was drafted sixth last year.
Here's how I would defend Michael Winger.
Here's the easiest layup of your life.
Understood.
I'm supposed to trust you to take, I'm supposed to trust Trey Johnson's a better player because I don't know. You can't seem to make the right decision, the easy decision.
My defense is.
I'm going to trust Will Dawkins on that one.
Sometimes people whiff even at six. Yeah. Sometimes there are whiffs.
Well, the defense should be he wasn't the GM of the team.
Tebow's.
He was the Tebow's boss.
I understand, but he's not making the picks, really.
I'll say this also.
You know, 100%. He should be in there and have an influence, just like nobody buys Tom Brady's having brainstorming sessions with the Raiders.
Right.
What Tom Brady wants, the Raiders are going to do.
Yeah.
What Michael Winger wants, the Mystics and Wizards are going to need to do because he's calling the shots.
Here's my takeaway. Michael Winger, if you're going to miss with the Mystics. Don't miss with the Wizards.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But this is a monumental miss.
It is.
That I agree with.
And to your credit.
They would be playing every game at cap one, look, and she's getting 20-20
it was an angel,
in front of 20,000.
It was an Angel Reese missed layup. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think she's even missing them anymore. Look at her last game. She had like 24-18.
She's just pouring them in.
I think she's even joked about it that she had zero me-bounds.
Me-bounds is a good, that's a good, she might want to add that to her stat list. But Drab, I can't defend his pick. His pick is averaging 4.9 and 3.3.
Yeah.
And Michael Winger.
Five. I'll round her up to five. I always round up.
After the debacle of seeing how great Angel Reese is, he finally said, now I'm going to step in and be more involved in the process.
Okay.
Okay, well, you could, easy to say that after you fire the guy that, I can't trust the Wizards. I was all in until Angel Reese had an insane week.
Okay. Yeah, now
everything's in question again.
And, Drab, I will give you credit. You were tip of the spear as far as saying the Mystics should have taken Angel Reese. Edwards was a botch pick. You were the first to say it. I give you credit.
Yeah.
She only played right 13 minutes in the last game.
What, 13 minutes? What are we doing? She's in her second year.
Cakes gets that much run.
Hold up. Her last. These are her last. Okay. I was actually looking at the wrong thing. But I mean, her last six games, she's done very, very little.
Mm.
6 points, 3 points, 7-7-3.
I can see why that would give you pause, Drab.
Now, they did. She looks. I watched the game. She looks lost out there. She clogs everything up. She's pretty good at defense. But they drafted Kiki. And so there's nowhere for Leigh Edwards to, like, flow on offense.
Label Drab T-shirt Mystics expert.
I'm not a Mystics expert.
In this room you are. You're a Mystics insider.
Unfortunately, I'm a better ball knower than Michael Winger.
Here's my question for you though, Drab. And I side with you, but I'm just throwing this out there to give you the other side.
Hey, Jason, we do need training camp.
All right.
You're very correct.
Drafting Angel Reese would have been maybe a marketing decision. Now, it's proving to be also a performance decision. But the Mystics might argue, hey, Angel Reese is on the Chicago Sky. They got 5 wins. We drafted Leigh Edwards, and we're 8-9.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drab.
The Mystics might be undefeated if they had Angel Reese on their team.
Or you could say maybe Angel Reese is a bunch of empty calorie production.
No, she's working for it. She's working for it.
Not her fault.
I'm not calling 18 rebounds empty. You got to grind for that. I mean, she's a beast out there. And Caitlin Clark doesn't even play. I don't even know. She might be the most popular player in the WNBA now.
Well, how about this? Angel Reese leads the Sky in assists, too.
Give her credit. She's putting up numbers.
I think Drab makes it pretty
you're making a compelling point.
I know,
it's
Michael
a compelling point.
I know he agrees with me that he botched it.
Yeah.
They'll trade her for Nublets.
Right.
Because she's got no trade value now. I mean, she doesn't play.
Who would trade for her? Who would trade for her? She's averaging 5-3.
Maybe somebody that can, get her in the right system.
Okay. if there's a system.
And maybe
out there.
They're on their way. Again, nobody would know. Because they don't have any stars on their team.
Right.
The draft picks are playing pretty well from this year.
If Trey Johnson is a star, and scores like 18 or 20 per night as a rookie, are you going to change your mind?
No, but
you want a change of heart?
Who was that who didn't like the Trey Johnson pick? I got somebody we know was not a fan of that pick. I'll find out and lean more back into
someone
it.
Someone we had on the show?
They might know something. Okay. I don't know. Well, I can't trust the Trey Johnson. I want to just say I trust the Wizards rebuild because it's we like Will Dawkins, mm-hmm. and it's fun and they play hard. I don't know right now. I don't know. I don't know why last week we said Wizards or Nats. I might lean Nats. Or they're both doomed for eternity.
Right. Yeah, Cakes, you weren't here.
Yeah.
All right, the question that was posed was, which rebuild do you believe in more? Mm-hmm. The Washington Nationals, who have had 5 straight losing seasons, headed for their 6th, or the Wizards?
I'm torn because I'm a Wiz guy. I feel loyal to the Wiz.
But which one do you believe in more? Like, that's going to work and make this team a contender, possible championship team?
Is neither an option? Because, the Nats are coming off an 11-game losing streak a week and a half ago.
Right.
Even though they've rebounded pretty nicely.
I think I know where you're going here.
I think I would trust right now the Nats rebuild a little bit more than the Wizards.
I'm wrong.
I went Wizards. I think the Nats right now, it's been a bunch of years of losing.
Mm-hmm.
They have some stars, young stars like CJ Abrams, James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, but they also have the Phillies and Mets ahead of them.
Right. That's going to be tough.
It's going to take another year or two for the Wizards to turn it around, but I could see it happening, and I do trust Will Dawkins.
Hey, Michael Winger,
you make a good case, Drab.
I did see a workout video.
Although I just feel like Michael Winger is a business guy.
He's kind of the overseer.
I don't think he's in there.
Will Dawkins is more the nuts and bolts building the roster guy.
Yeah.
So my man Bilal working out. I got a little bit sized for his video. He's dribbling 2 balls at once. He's crossing over. He's doing that whole bit.
Well, you better hope he has a big year.
I need a big year out of my guy Bilal. I've been doing a lot of French flag waving over here for him.
Yeah, well, they at least got Alex Saar. He's French, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of French dudes.
I'd wave the flag more for him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 5-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.